Blog Talk Radio.
Is it plugged in? Is it working? No, plug it in on that end. Across there, across there. The white thing. You see the white fencing cord on the floor? Yeah. I know you guys are hearing this. I'm sorry. TGIF is online to my friends, so I'm going to cut this promo right now. I just want to welcome you all to the show. I'm sorry I'm starting a little late today. I'm here at Yamaha 399 Huguenot Street live at the showroom where I air every Friday. I just want to say it is a Friday, and I just thank God that I am alive. I've been through a lot today, people, and, you know, not to share my personal life, but I'm telling you, I was blessed today. God blessed me today and removed Satan out of my life, and now I just feel so reborn. Yes, amen. I'm going to take my first caller. Hold on. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show.
Hi there. Guess who?
Hey, Chops. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tired,
good,
but I'm doing good.
I know. I'm tired too, Chops. I really am. But today, I started late, so I want to take some special guests. I want you to just listen on the phone, Chops. If you want to weigh in, you can weigh in. But I'm going to take some callers that have been waiting. I have two people that I'm interviewing today, Chops. And one of them is Corey. Yeah, he does a motorcycle safety jacket, which I think.
Wait a minute. I think I'm friends with Corey.
Yeah, who?
I think he sent me a friend's request. I want to say hi to him.
Oh, you want to say hi to him? I don't know if it's him, but let's see. Hi, Corey. You're on the Hunter and Friends Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Hi, Corey.
Under certain circumstances, I'm doing great. I am. I'm blessed. And we have Chops on. I have Chops actually does the Chops report. Chops, I'm going to put you on hold because I have a few important questions that I want to ask him.
Okay.
So just hold on, all right? So, Corey, talk to us. Talk to me. We've been, I've been researching this product. I want you to, I'm introducing yourself. Your name is Corey. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm a little nervous, but I'm a little excited at the same time. But I am Corey Cooper. I am from Mobile, Alabama, and I am a 21st century African-American inventor. I designed a safety product for riders after I lost an older brother on a bike.
And I think that's why you invented this product. You want to tell everybody your story real quick? And I'm sorry, it's too deep for you to talk about it, but, you know, I know you lost your brother, but if you want to get into it a little more deeper.
Yeah, no problem. In 2007, my brother, he purchased a bike, and it was kind of out of the norm, you know, very spur-of-the-moment thing for him, and he purchased a Hayabusa bike, and it was his first bike. He had the bike for approximately 6 days before his, you know, accident. And the following week, a friend of his and myself, we were going to go and, you know, look into getting bikes as well. I received a phone call, and I was, you know, told that he was no longer with me. And ever since then, you know, I just, you know, I researched motorcycle safety. I mean, day in and day out, cannot find anything that my brother would have purchased because he was a responsible guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you said he only had it a week before he passed away?
Yeah, 6 days. I think the bike may have had 21 miles on it. It was brand spanking new, up the showroom floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm very sorry for your loss. And And I know I'm really happy that this inspired you to do something. I know I asked you if you wrote and you told me no. I mean, I don't blame you, you know. I really don't. And so what at this point, let's give everybody the website on where they can go see the safety jacket.
They could get on Google. They could Google my name, Corey Cooper, C-O-R-E-Y, C-O-O-P-R, and put Mobile, Alabama behind it, and it should pull up all of my information, my patent information, my YouTube videos,
so it is
et cetera.
Patent. It is patent,
yes, yes.
Am I correct?
It is issue, a utility patent.
Okay. I have somebody else who probably want to ask some questions. Boogie, are you on? Boogie? No, I guess not. She'll let me know when she's on. Okay, so you gave that, and they can also look you up in YouTube. Now, there's been other inventions. Now, I've seen one invention that you had, the one, the safety jacket, that pulls you backwards. And there were some concerns about that. So how do you want to answer that?
Yeah, well, and I appreciate you asking me that question because a lot of people kind of, you know, they get skeptical because they're thinking that, you know, these jackets are just going to pull you into, you know, traffic behind you. And that is a possibility, but that is not the particular jacket that I'm trying to get on the roads. I have another jacket that will pull you upward, you know. So the one that will pull you back, it is for more controlled situations, for guys who want to get on the drag strips and there isn't no traffic behind them.
Right.
It would be most
effective.
So
that's more like drag racing kind of thing.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Right.
Or it's for, because it couldn't be for track, because then you could get, you know, you can be pulled backward and then pulled into something. So the one that takes you up, does you have to be at a certain speed that it takes you up? Like, what is, you know, where can people see that? Is that also on YouTube?
It's not on YouTube yet. I'm still playing with my engineers. We're still tweaking a few things with it. But the technology, you know, it's here. You know, it's the next, you know, safest thing, in my opinion, you know, for riders. You know, we could get them to pull you, you know, however, you know, let's say if you are a stunt junkie and you want to go and jump the Grand Canyon, you know, I have, you know, you can let me know what you need done, and we can get this technology to do just what you need it to do. You know, the technology is here.
Right, the technology. Now tell me, where do you get your education from? Where did all this start? So this is sort of, what would you classify this on, aeronautics? What would it be considered?
It would be, yeah, definitely aeronautical engineering. I have no, it's strange, and that's what pain will do to you. I never studied engineering whatsoever. I was a biology major in college. But I got into this, you know, when it hit home for me. So I started learning and playing with equations and, you know, playing with things until I made it work one time.
Right. Oh, wow. And who did you take it to? I mean, in the beginning, like, who was the people that you tested this on and say, hey, I have this idea, here, my blueprint. Like, who, I know, you know, who did you take
it to? Well, I didn't know who to take it to because, you know, I was so nervous. So I played around with it for a while, and I drew up some stuff. And one thing with this product, once I went to research and I realized there was nothing out here like it. So I couldn't just take it to a lot of people and they steal the idea. So I had to kind of keep it, you know, kind of on the hush-hush for a while until I had gotten, you know, patent paperwork filed. But once I got that Bloom, and once the patent was, you know, issued, Bloomberg.com, they picked up the story as soon as the USPTO granted me the utility patent. And I've just been rolling since then.
You've just been going, right? I want to click AJ on because I'm sure she has some questions. AJ, you on?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you're going to have to step out. Hold on. Let me put you on mute.
Hi, Corey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. We're having this beautiful weather here in New York. But I wanted to ask you a question because you had brought up that people can steal ideas. And I wanted to find out what year did you actually send this to patent and get started? Because there are some naysayers out there that say, oh, I've seen that in movies. So tell me, what...
Yeah, there are. They have seen it in movies, and they've seen it in movies after I had started my patent process. My brother's death was in 2007. So I immediately started working on this, you know, shortly after his death, because I was kind of shocked by the whole thing, and I just couldn't believe it. And so, I mean, once I went to research and found out that it was nothing out here like this, I immediately filed paperwork. So I filed my patent in 2007. I'm having a little technical difficulties on my end.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay. Now, Corey, I started my show late, so I kind of have to jump over to Ninja Nation, and I'll give you more of an impromptu. Today's such an off day. I apologize for going late.
No problem.
I got to tell you, to say the devil's a liar, because I'm here and I'm blessed, and I'm very sorry. I apologize to everybody. I'm not really myself today. I went through a lot of personal things this morning, and I just want to ask everybody to just pray for me without having to really get into details. But just...
Will do.
But, oh, yeah, before we get off, can you just tell us how to get in touch with you? You know, how we can reach you? Because I know you're looking for corporate sponsorship, and that would just be awesome.
Definitely looking for some corporate sponsorship. Yeah, I could be reached via email. My email is going to be CO Corey Oscar, my last name Cooper, 87@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, and what, AJ? Oh, yeah, we're going to keep posting on Facebook, and we'll just keep promoting you, and hopefully everybody will look you up, because everybody's into that safety, especially here. I mean, all of us bikers, we need that. And through you, you're a blessing to us. You give us hope, and we'd just like to thank you for that. Here on the Hunt, and I'm going to invite you back to the show. I've been having a really crazy day this Friday.
Okay.
But if you just hang out with us, because I got a great person on the line. We got Ninja Nation on, and we have Chris, and I'm going to introduce him. Chris, are you on? Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's going
Ooh.
On?
Hey, how are you? How you doing, Chris?
I know. I'm doing good.
You're doing good.
Same old struggle.
I know. It certainly is. So, Chris, you introduce yourself and tell everybody who you're about. Here on the Hunter and Friends Show, we like to support independent artists. And we believe in music. Music is a healer. And without music, I don't know what I would do. And you guys listening to you for the first time really brightens up my life. And I am a part of Ninja Nation, and I support Ninja Nation. And I just wanted to throw that out there and just share who you are.
I appreciate that, Hunter. We're just basically me personally. My name is Sets, and my name stands for Chris Equals Total Success. I founded the Ninja Nation a while ago, and we're all about hip-hop and unity. We're all about progress. What we've been doing is building a brand that you could be proud to represent and be a part of, like you said. We're all about a positive motivation. You know, we try to motivate as good as possible through the music. You know, it may not all be clean, but... It's in the right mindset. We try to do good things in the community. You know, we're dedicated. We have a lot of determination to what we're doing. And our mission is simple. We believe that through unity, any goal can be achieved. So
that's right.
That's what we've been doing
right.
So far.
That's right. Amen. Now tell us, how many people are in Ninja Nation?
We have a lot. We have a lot of supporters, artists. It's made up of a number of solo artists and individuals, like maybe people who don't do music but support, like you say. We all come together to support each other from all over. and we all have a passion for what we do. We're an organization of like-minded artists and individuals coming together to combine forces and give opportunity and organization to everybody, just to structure
right.
everybody's career, I guess.
Right. Well, you know what? I know you guys do a great bit of traveling, and I know you said that everybody, you know, is there, they're their own. I mean, they, you're a group, but everybody does things individually. But when it gets down to it, you all come together. And I'm telling you, when you guys are on stage, you just light it up. And when you came, you performed at Snuff Productions. You performed at Gasolina's. I mean, you just rocked out, and it was just amazing and breathtaking performances. And I really appreciate it. I really do. All the music that you give us and all that you share. I know, AJ, do you want to say anything to these guys? Hold on 1 second. Yeah, 1 second, because AJ's here in the house.
Hey, AJ.
Okay.
You hear me? Or did I go off now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, what I love about you is the spirit. And I tell people when they're getting into the business that you need to meet someone like Chris, because he's got your back. Once you've been won over by the talent of that individual, you become like a mentor. And I want to know, because you're young, you know, I could be your grandma. So I want to know, where did that inspiration of giving back and really mentoring your people, because they look at you like you're 10 feet tall and like you've been here for years, and you treat them with such respect. Tell me, where does that come from?
Well, I've been a fan for hip-hop for many years. And it's a very sophisticated culture which speaks to different types of people. The music and stories that speak through generations, and the more I got involved, the more it became part of my life. Every time I connected with an artist, we actually felt it, and it was inspiring. And that's what we try to create. The emotions that you guys are describing, we're such a diverse team that there's not a soul in the world who can't connect with an intonation. Whether it be the various types of music we produce, to the fashion or the hardcore belief in what we stand for. We send out nothing but positive vibes, and that positivity, as you can see, is returned. So I'd like to do as much as possible, because I know there's a lot of snakes out there in the world, and I'm not a negative person, but if I can be one of the positive people, then I know there's at least one that I know of, and I'm looking for the rest, and that's what I'm building. I'm building this movement that is so filled with positivity, it brightens your spirits. And
absolutely,
we all believe in supporting each other and giving our dreams a real chance. So if you believe in what we're doing, anyone can be part of the nation. If you believe in yourself and you give your dreams a real shot, simple as that.
I'm telling you, because whenever I meet someone out there that has a lot of questions, I said, you know what, I would like to hook you up with Chris, because I feel that you wouldn't steer them wrong. In fact, I know I'm going to be on the phone to you about things I'm doing with people, because the industry, like you said, there's sharks out there and there's people that will do you wrong. And I'm old enough to usually go by intuition. I, you know, kind of feel the person out. I look at them in their eyes, and not, you know, not that I'm reading minds, but I get a sense of a good feeling from someone when I know that they're really truly involved in their craft and involved in sharing. And that's what I feel from you. So I want to tell you, definitely, we got your back. We're going to continue to promote you. I know we're at the Hunter and Friends show. We'll do it over at Snuff. And I want to keep you connected with many people in the industry that will help you and that you'll help them. So keep in touch with us. You know, this is beautiful.
100%. I appreciate all your support and all your love. It really brings me a certain sense of gratification that this really resonates with people. And I appreciate the support that everybody gives
us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you good.
You're right. Wow. That was really beautiful. Boogie, you on? Boogie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Is there anything you want to say to, I know you met Intonation, but at first you want to dress Corey on this motorcycle safety jacket. Like, where was he last year for us, right? We needed him, right?
Hold on. Oh, yes.
Corey, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
right. Yeah, he definitely needed that last year. That's a great invention.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm booking that.
I hear a lot of noise. I'm not understanding.
That's what AJ, yeah. Can you mute your phone with somebody? So, yeah, like I said, Boogie, where was he last year? We really, really needed him. We really need this product. He has one that propels you backwards, and he has one that takes you up. So I'm like, we needed him last year.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely saving some injuries and some pain. Yeah,
I would like to ask everybody in the community to please support Corey and his venture. We all need it, especially a non-writer who lost his siblings in this world that we live in, this bike world. So I'd like to ask you all, whatever you can do to support him, look him up, email him, help him. If you have any resources, pull him out. I'm definitely going to bring this to Yamaha. Anybody else who has any resources, I'm asking and urging everybody to pull together and help save a life. It's not
definitely
just CPR and bandaging somebody, but if we can prevent it, like airbags have helped us in our cars, let's help each other, our brothers and sisters. We never know. We may have to pull that string for a bailout one day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just asking everybody to band together and do something. Not, you know, don't just sit there going, wow, yeah, that's a great adventure. Invention. Well, I think that the people who are making these products should, like Yamaha, Kawasaki, Suzuki, I mean, everybody, all these makers that make these bikes need to also come to you and say, listen, we have these bikes. People die on these things that we bought, that we sell them, but we want to offer them a way to protect themselves. Even jet skis, it doesn't matter.
That's
so
true.
And
that's
Bucky, you got anything you want to say to Ninja Nation?
You know what? I'm kind of at work, but you know, I was in and out, briefly listening to what was going on. I just hear, like, you know, I think he was talking about doing some positive things, and like I said, I was kind of in and out because I'm at work. I had to step out.
It's okay. Ninja Nation to me is the new Wu-Tang. That's how I can sum it. I think to me, is that all right, Chris?
It's the new Wu-Tang without the rawness. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, because that's it. Because nobody raw is Wu-Tang. I'm just gonna put it right there.
But that Wu-Tang was back in the day. I think right now is Ninja Nation. That's what I think.
Okay.
Let's get to some callers.
Well, that's good.
Three, four.
I mean, change
three,
is good. Change is good.
Change is very good. Let's get to some callers. 347-661. You're on the line. Who's that?
What's going on? It's Five Face, the biggest ninja in the nation. I just called. I'm listening to the show. I want to shout out Seth and the 100 Friends show. I appreciate the positive message that y'all bring into the program. I just want to shout out the homie and for all that he's doing with the team and the family. Much success and much blessings.
I appreciate it, Spot.
Is so beautiful. That is beautiful. Let's get to 914-309.
That's the throne of himself.
914-309.
Hello, hello.
Hi, welcome to the Hunter and Friend Show. Who's on?
Thanks for having me. I'm Armin Sterling of Ninja Nation, also head of Writer's Block, just giving love and support.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold. Please stay tuned and listen to the show. I have 917-292.
Yo, what's good?
Hey,
yo,
who's this?
This is Hustle Mo, Empire State of Grind Entertainment. What's up? Hunter and Friends,
hi.
What's good? Hi,
hey,
girl.
We're getting some good vibes on this phone today, AJ. That's right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking. And the devil thought he was going to stop my show today. Hallelujah.
Come on, girl. Listen. We was already waiting. We was all texting sex. Yo, what's up? We standing by. We on Facebook. We on Twitter. We showing the support the whole nine yards, letting them know, yo, check it out. He's going to be on HFM, you know what I'm saying, 100 Radio today with the 100 and Friends Radio Show. So we all here to show support, man. Ninja Nation is moving. I support them 100%. Seth has actually taken the reins of pulling in independent artists from the remnants of the coalition, along with artists that I am affiliated with, as well as the actual Ninja Nation. And he's morphing everyone into this big, big movement, and I support him 100,000%, real talk.
I appreciate
you know that's
it, Austin.
Right. You know that's right.
We're just
you know,
trying to do what we need to do.
All right.
You know
yo,
what?
So y'all
a
get
great.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
My mom always said to me, a great leader, well, you know a great leader because everybody will gravitate toward him. And,
correct.
You know, I must say that about you. And I must say that about you too, Corey. I was trying to give you guys your own time. And today, unfortunately, it didn't work that way because, like I said again, the devil was trying to stop my show. And it wasn't happening today. And I would like to thank you guys. I got to invite you back. He actually sent me music, and I'm not prepared today because of my personal life and what happened to me today. But
that's
all right.
We understand.
You want?
We understand, girl. We understand.
Thank you so much. So stay on because we got to give this positiveness. You guys are my band-aid today. Corey,
all right, well, listen.
You're rocking out with us, right?
I'm listening. Yep. Listen, I'm here until the show's over.
Thank you, baby. Right. Corey, you still on?
I'm still here.
That's right, baby. Don't go nowhere. 914-843, you on?
Hi.
All right, we have this echo going on, right?
That's my phone.
Right,
okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. And welcome to the 100th
Hi.
Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Were you listening to the show? You want to give any input on what you're hearing?
Well, I'm kind of at work, too. But so far, everything is cool. I'm just listening and observing. This is my first time listening in to you guys. Definitely impressed.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you back on hold. Stay tuned.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we got a bad echo. Okay, 929-291, you're on.
Yo, you hear me?
We hear you.
Yo. It's AE in the building. What's going on?
What's going on, AE?
Boy, chilling, son. Got off work. About to get on the screen. Decided to call before I got on there.
All
right. I heard Spot. What up, Spot? Yo, Ninja Nation in the building, son. The coalition. We the next big thing, man. We making it.
Amen.
We taking everything everybody doubted us, and we just putting that in the ground, and we making our moves, man.
Amen. I appreciate the call, bro.
Always, man. You know I'm always. Listen. You may be the last ninja. I'm the last ninja that was there that you didn't even know was there. I got the back, bro.
All right. Stay tuned, bro.
Welcome to the show. Hold on. 917-407, you're on.
What's goody?
We have a terrible echo.
Powered on.
I don't know what's
building.
Going on, but...
I'm having calling in to show support to Seth and the Ninja Nation, you know what I'm saying? I salute him for everything he's doing, you know, all the unity he's trying to bring into the hip-hop movement, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to call in and show some love real quick.
Thank you so much.
Who is this?
No doubt.
I'm having such terrible feedback, guys. I would really like to ask you guys, we're going to do a part two next Friday because this is so unfair. So I just wanted to say that to you. Hold on. Yeah, I just wanted to say that. I would like to invite you guys on. Corey, we'll have a more impromptu interview. I don't know why I'm having technical difficulties. I told you the devil's after me. The devil's a liar. So that's what I'm going to make him. So I just like to thank you guys for calling in. Corey, I will call you in a few minutes. And I'm Ninja Nation. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much.
We love you guys.
You know, but stay tuned.
Us
we are going to do. Thank you. We are doing a part two of this show next Friday, where we'll have Ninja Nation's music. And check out Country's page because she will have the music on her page and also connect to Corey's video. You need to see the video about the vet. Yes, and you can see that again on YouTube. All right, guys. Thank you so much. TGIF Friday. Thank you.
I don't know.